What do you think about a raw foods, vegan, low fat, mostly fruit with a lot of walking plan for weight loss?
This is JJ Virgin, four-time New York Times bestselling author, celebrity nutrition expert, and fitness hall of famer. I've been on a lifelong quest for answers to the toughest health questions, and now I'm sharing what I found with you. Welcome to Ask the Health Expert.
Let's Go Ski from Instagram asks, what do you think about a raw foods, vegan, low fat, so no nuts, mostly fruit with a lot of walking for weight loss? I've had great success in the past. What do I think about that? I think that's a big no, and I'll give you all the reasons when we come back. Stay with me. All right. Okay. I was honestly trying to think about, like, gosh, what could I say positive here? And what I can say positive here is that I'm sure you're getting a lot of non-starchy vegetables. However, I have a lot of issues with this diet. So, and we're going to pick apart the diet, and then you've got the exercise piece. And I'd love to see exactly what it is you are eating, but it says mostly fruit. Here's the challenge. 1 to 2 pieces of fruit a day is what you want to be eating. More than that, you're getting the sugar from the fruit. Now, remember, we eat whole, not juiced, not dried. Dried fruit is candy. Fruit made into a butter is like a syrup or a sauce, and fruit made into juice is a soda. So you get super big hits when you do that. At least when you're eating the whole fruit, you're getting all of the phytonutrients, you're getting the fiber, but you're not getting protein and healthy fats. And here's the crazy thing. You have a raw foods, vegan, low fat, so no nuts diet. Now, we can't live without protein and we can't live without fat. We can live without carbs. So you built a diet based on what we can live without and went really low in fat. And honestly, if you're doing a raw foods, vegan diet, you're low in protein too. So couple things here. You need protein, and protein is going to be the most important thing for weight loss. It's more thermic and it's more satiating. So better for your metabolism, more satiating, and we can't live without it. And you need it to build muscle, to have strong hair, nails, and skin, and great bones. Plus, it's going to help you feel fuller longer. So there's that. Some foods just need to be cooked. They're better absorbed. And some foods you cannot cook, cannot eat if you haven't cooked them. So going totally raw is problematic. You're not going to be able to eat a big variety of food. And then not eating nuts and seeds, where you could get some of your protein and your healthy fats, challenging too. So if I was going to eat a vegan diet, I would look at what foods I need to eat cooked, things like sweet potato or quinoa or wild rice, because you can't eat them raw. I would look at what foods that I wanted to add in because they were great sources of healthy fats, like chia and freshly ground flaxseed and walnuts, things where I'm going to get some omega-3s. But your diet right here, I worry about a diet where if you didn't supplement, you'd become nutrient deficient in things like B12, omega-3s, especially EPA and DHA, carnitine, taurine, and you're not going to be able to get the protein and the healthy fats that you need. For weight loss, protein is your best friend, and protein and fat are super important for satiety, for reducing inflammation, for improving insulin sensitivity, for brain function, for mood, for great skin, hair, and nails. And if you're eating mostly fruit, you're going to really hijack your blood sugar and, you know, eat too high of a carb diet, which will raise your triglycerides and start to put you at risk for things like hypertension, elevated cholesterol, et cetera. So that's the diet side. On, you know, the good thing is, hey, we should be eating some non-starchy raw vegetables every single day. That's fantastic. Eat a great big salad with things like cucumbers and maybe a little bit of red onion and whatever vegetables you like to have in it. I like some cabbages and some salad greens and a little bit of red onion and some hearts of palms and artichokes and things like that. So that's great. Get a good salad in and then look at the things that you can add in that are cooked, that actually when you cook the vegetables a little bit and add a little bit of healthy fat, you'll absorb much more of the nutrients. Because think about your fat-soluble vitamins, A, D, E, K. You need fat. That's what they, it's fat soluble means in order to absorb them. Moving over to the exercise side, I have a four-step process for exercise. The first thing is just to move more, is to walk. And walking is great. Walking after a meal is really great for lowering the blood sugar response to the meal. But to really change your metabolic rate, resistance training is key. Because one of the simplest ways you can change your metabolic rate, assuming your thyroid is working well, is to increase the amount of muscle on your body. It helps improve insulin sensitivity. It's the first place you can do it, right? And more muscle requires more energy, more work by your body to keep it there. So resistance training is super key and important here. High intensity interval training to create an oxygen debt your body has to recover from. And then some kind of flexibility and mindfulness to help with your stress hormones. So walking is a great start, but it's only a part of the equation. All right. Hope that served. If you've got questions, I've got answers. Pop on over to Instagram, DM me at jj.virgin. And we will add your question to the queue. And be sure to go to subscribetojj.com if you aren't already subscribed so you never miss your daily dose. This is JJ with Ask the Health Expert. I do this 5 times a week. So make sure you never miss a show by going to subscribetojj.com.